And, you know, you say to yourself, well, why don't they talk about it? And the reason why is justification for the figures. They do not want people to know exactly what's going on. And just like Mr. Bernanke the other day, he said, there's 1% inflation. And, you know, you got to say to yourself, well, 1%? I mean, that doesn't even come close. But that's their game, you know.
Well, I think lying to the American people. Ron Paul says, what, 8 or 9%? We'll be back here in just a moment here. Bob, go right ahead.
And this has been an ongoing problem, and many businesses have followed the numbers from the government, and they've gotten into serious trouble as entities. I once heard the president of Toll Brothers about maybe 4 years ago say, well, you know, we just use the government statistics and look at the situation we get ourselves into. In other words, the statistics are wrong. And you know, the United States is not the only one that falsifies their figures. Most other nations do as well. And, you know, the things that people have to put up with from government are just really astounding today. And, you know, I can understand these kind of things happening in the 1930s or 40s or even in the 50s. But with the educational process today, you know, you say to yourself, gee, people should understand, and they shouldn't just take the word of the government for things, and they should react, if you may, to the numbers. And then you've got Wall Street. You get business. And the economists have to know, but if they speak up, then what happens? Well, they don't have a job anymore. And what they're doing I would say they probably get lost in the plethora of statistics, let's put it that way. But anyway, I think the thing that's coming out of all of this is a realization for people, especially in the last year or so, about the cost of things and going to the market and buying the things that they normally do in their CG. This one last year was 34 cents, and now it's 89 cents and so on and so forth. So, you know, that's the kind of normal reaction you get from people, and they know that it's just simply no good. And they don't know what to do about it either. You know, the economists and the...
Hold that thought, Bob. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is just saying that the government's lying about the inflation, and I would simply, as I've said so many times before, are you going to believe what the government says about inflation, or are you going to believe your lying eyes? And you better believe your lying eyes, and you better start making your plans. We'll probably, Bob thinks we'll have at least 14% inflation this year. I think that John Williams has shown us statistics, thinks it'll be far higher than that. But next year, Bob is taking, what, 20% inflation next year or more?
Well, I'd say 25 or 30 if they go ahead with the with QE3. And I don't see how they can't go away with continue without QE3, quantitative easing 3, and more stimulus from the government. And, you know, we've got QE1 in the pipeline. We got QE2 coming right behind it, along with stimulus. And then you go forward, And then we're looking at all the things that the Fed doesn't tell us about that it does. And, you know, what are those things? Well, they have swaps with other countries. They've lent money that didn't exist before that they created. Is it on their balance sheet? And that's why Ron Paul wants them investigated to find out what they're at, what they're up to. And that's what they're up to. And the Federal Reserve, privately owned by the banks and the brokerage houses, they do what they want to do, and they run America. And just like the Bank of England, which is privately owned, they run England, and they do exactly as they want.
And it was really so interesting, Bob. I don't know if anybody else has this experience, but I saw this very interesting article talking about certainly how, you know, some of the CEOs, many of the major leaders of the major corporations, making 1,000 times more than the average individual. And when I try to copy that article off the internet, it consistently crashes my program. Now, you know, the first time it's interesting, the second time it's a coincidence, the third time you begin to wonder if there's a pattern, the fourth, fifth time you say, I'm just going to give up on this. But that program, that article is designed. It's got a lot of good information in it. It's something I like to have at my fingertips. But the program is designed, somebody's put something into it that will crash my program. Am I paranoid, or is that sort of thing really happen in the real world?
No, I certainly do. And, you know, you don't know what to open or not to open. And especially if you have general computer, you don't get many problems like that with a Mac, because there's not enough of them for these malefactors to do things like that. But you do any other kinds of computers, and you know, I hear every day of computers crashing because of things that were in a message that they received that they don't know anything about, and they opened it, and lo and behold, what happened? And so we don't see many of them, and we're very careful.
Well, certainly, you have a Mac then, under any circumstances. I think that, ladies and gentlemen, there is a conscious effort to keep the American people from understanding. Certainly with the rising in the price of fuel, which we've been anticipating for some time, I was told by Lindsay Williams that certainly in the middle of October, that oil would be $150 to $200 a barrel in 4 to 6 months, and it's right on schedule, that there would be a major conflict, not a war, but a major conflict in the Middle East in 4 to 6 months. It's here. But of course, the other interesting thing that Lindsay had been told, which I do believe is accurate, that by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. Now, that doesn't mean the dollar is going to die as such, but it means it's going to, I believe, and I could be mistaken, but I believe that what they were referring to was the dollar was going to cease to be the reserve currency of the world. They were going to come up with other reserve currencies, maybe several of them. Or maybe a basket of currencies which included the dollar, or maybe there'd be something. China would become a reserve currency, and two or three others would become reserve currencies. But what will it mean to the average American if the dollar ceases to be the reserve currency of the world, Bob? We've been exporting our inflation, you know, for the last 20 or 30 years. What will it mean if the dollar ceases to be the reserve currency, and how will that impact on the lives of the people listening to this program?
Well, I think the first thing is, being a reserve currency, you really can print as much as you want and get away with it. And when you create money, other people use it, and it gives you a tremendous advantage on doing, you know, that. So what would happen if the dollar wouldn't be the reserve currency anymore. Everything would cost more in America. And they wouldn't have the advantage of being the generally accepted currency. Currently, probably 57%, 58% of all the foreign reserves in banks are held in dollars. And so that's an advantage to the U.S. as well. And that figure is down from 65%, I would say, over the last 3 years. And that's quite a drop. So I think a lot of countries are anticipating that the dollar is not going to be the world reserve currency indefinitely. And we've discussed this here before, and I think there'll be a meeting, and there will be a revaluation and devaluation, one currency against another. And I also think that there'll be a multilateral elimination of debt in some form. And during that process, they will have previously decided what's going to be their new world currency, or world reserve currency, I should say, which that may be tantamount to. And what you can expect is either one or two things. They won't use the SDR, I don't think, because of its failure previously. But its failure points up the fact that you can't really have, like the United States has had since August the 15th, 1971, a fiat currency which allows the government of the United States, particularly the Federal Reserve, to do what they want to do. And I would think that any of the currencies that would become, say, a basket or an index, they would have to be backed by gold. And the same thing if the dollar was to be reappointed the world currency with a new backing by gold, say, of 25%. And the same thing would be true of a group or a basket of currencies. And so I think that that's the way it's going to end up. And I'm very strong on that idea. I think that's the best and easiest way out for them. But there is going to be a period of adjustment. There has to be. And so that's the way I think this is headed.
But what will that mean to the average person out there? So, dollar isn't the reserve currency of the world anymore. So what? What's the big deal? How is it going to impact on Mr. and Mrs. Jones out there in the listening audience today? What is this going to do to their ability to maintain their standard of living? What about their life savings, which is in bonds or in stocks or in pension funds or annuities? I mean, how is this going to impact on them or their Social Security checks that they're going to be receiving? That's where the rubber meets the road for the average individual.
Well, they're just going to lose it. It's really that simple because, you know, it all depends how they do this. Are they going to revalue and devalue against other currencies? And the answer is probably yes. And are they going to revalue and devalue against gold and silver? We don't know. We're not going to know until we get there. And the people who are doing this, whatever way they do it, they'll talk about control. And among themselves, they're not going to tell you about it, but they will want to be in a position like they've been before, continuing to control world monetary policy, and also in a way that they can control people directly and indirectly throughout the world. It might be that they might go for their one world currency at that point in time. which has been their desire for centuries, actually. And but I don't think any of it's going to work. Even a gold-backed currency is going to be very difficult as well.
Well, so, we know that from reading the international forecast that China is really emphasizing the purchase of gold. I mean, they're not only the largest, one of the largest gold producers in the world, they're not exporting any of the gold they produce. They're keeping it all. And not only that, but they're becoming, what, a couple of hundred million, what, a couple of thousand tons, or, you know those figures better than I do. But they're importing an awful lot of gold to back their currency. They want a stable currency. Our leaders are intent upon destroying the stability of our currency. They know what they're doing. They have a plan. Go ahead, Bob. It looks to me like China is really positioning itself ready to have a stable currency and to have the yuan become the, if not, or one of...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN. 316-COIN.
Who does it belong to? Have we sold it and we're just holding it for somebody else? There's also gold at West Point. There's also gold at the Federal Reserve, First Federal Reserve, a bank in New York City, in a sub-basement there where they have gold from Germany and from Great Britain and from France and a couple of other countries. And when one country sells gold, they don't actually sell the gold on the market and transport it to another country. They just move it from one stack of gold with a forklift to another stack of gold in somebody else's country, right there in the basement of the First Federal Reserve Bank of New York City. But the average individual doesn't know. And the other thing is that, of course, a lot of the central banks have lent out their gold. The gold has been sold. It's carried on the books of the major banks. But the gold doesn't exist. It's already been sold. But they can say, well, it's owed to us. But, of course, if you don't have it and the people you sold it to don't have it, why, what's going on? Basically, there's an old adage. It's the golden rule. He who has the gold rules. China is accumulating gold. India is accumulating gold. And I understand that certainly the Arab countries are accumulating gold. And certainly is Russia accumulating gold, Bob?
Oh, yes. They buy all of their domestic production.
Right.
And they buy all the time in the market. All the gold the IMF recently had for sale, they bought it all. That was allowed to be sold in the market. There were arrangements made with India and some smaller countries like Madagascar and Sri Lanka, I think. I can't remember exactly. But with the exception of that, the rest went into the market, and they just bought everything.
And I think it's important that these countries want a stable monetary system. Our leaders, I believe, want to wreck our monetary system because they want to impoverish the American people. And they're going to say, oh, shucks, we had no idea what we were doing. Why did we never had any idea there was going to be inflation? Why, we looked at the statistics the government gave us, and there was no inflation. Mr. Bernanke insists there's no inflation. Ladies and gentlemen, go down to the gas station and look at the price of gasoline. I said, go to the food store. Look at the price of the food you're buying. Go to your big box store and look at the cost of the underwear and look at the cost of clothing. The prices are going up, but the only person who doesn't know it are the people who determine our economic policy. And ladies and gentlemen, these people are not stupid. They know what they're doing. But do you know a better way to destroy a great nation? To transfer its wealth to other nations and destroy its monetary system? Read the Earth Charter. It was written by the nephew of the most powerful man in America over the last half century. His name is David Rockefeller. The man who wrote the Earth Charter is Stephen Rockefeller, and they call for equitable distribution of wealth among nations. And you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, he alludes to that fact, how they're intentionally raising living standards throughout the world, and what would our critics do? How would they ever raise the living standards? And he's absolutely right. They have raised living standards in America. But I'm an American. I want to protect America. My loyalty is not to this internationalist dream of transferring America's wealth and factories and jobs to other countries. I want to protect America first and then worry about other countries. These people want to destroy America first. They're America firsters, but they want to destroy our economy. And that's why they're intentionally and maliciously and purposely transferring our factories overseas. Why do you think that they insist that we have to have these new light bulbs? Because they're made in China. Why do you think they've destroyed the economy of the Central Valley of California? Do you think they're really concerned about a 3-inch melt? No, they want to destroy the agricultural economy. Why do you think they want to raise the price of electricity here in this country, tearing out dams, blocking the use of nuclear energy, doing everything they can to go into green energy to drive up the cost of electricity? because they want to destroy our industries, force energy-dependent industries out of this country. China subsidizes industries. Massachusetts certainly subsidized a country known as, I think it was Evergreen. They made solar panels, gave them, I think, $500 million. They've just moved to China, another major manufacturer of solar panels in California, out of $500 million from the Obama administration. They've just picked up and moved to China. The Obama administration says we're going to make jobs, and they are, but the jobs in China. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't want the American people to know. Bob, I apologize. I get on a roll. You pick up the story. I'll be quiet here.
Well, I found it quite interesting and educational.
You know everything I'm saying, but we just need to try to let the people understand that what's going on. They can't believe they're doing this on purpose, but I believe they are. Go ahead.
Well, I do too, and it is hard for people to comprehend. And even when you can lay it all out in chapter and verse, they've been so propagandized since, well, the mid-1930s. It began with the propaganda that generated from there until today. And it's one of the first things I got in touch with when I went into counterintelligence as to how they do what they do. And when I was in university, my minor was in advertising. And then I really got a good look at, you know, what they were up to. And I couldn't believe how powerful it was. Well, today it's far, far more sophisticated. And so it's not easy to convince people that your government's lying to you all the time, that these people who run around in $6,000 suits are not abject criminals. And they are. But, you know, it's hard for them to believe. And one of the good things about our programs together and others and the Internet is I often get letters. It says, I woke up 5 years ago, or I woke up a year ago, or whatever the case is. And this includes many, many young people. You know, the question is, and we've been doing this for 50 years, both of us, can we reach enough people fast enough that something can be done about what's being done to the people of the world? And that's something I can't answer. I don't think anybody can until we get there. And we're fighting a very formidable, extremely wealthy force. And that isn't easy.
But at least we have a voice that we've never had before, and certainly it's not just you and I, but of course you have the opportunity to be on all sorts of other people's radio programs, and certainly people listen to you, they like what you have to say, and the fact that you're reaching so many people, we're reaching a fair number as well, and at least those people are beginning to understand what's going on. Well, hang on here, and as soon as we get back, we're going to get the numbers out and see if we can get some calls here. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest this evening is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, just for reminiscing and pointing out that Bob says that, you know, he's getting letters all the time from people who say, I just woke up 5 years ago. I just woke up, you know, a year ago. I just woke up 6 months ago. We're reaching them. Unfortunately, it's just one at a time, but he's reaching so many because he does so many radio programs throughout the world, and we're reaching a fair number as well. People are beginning to wake up and beginning to understand the organized betrayal of the Brotherhood of Darkness. There is a group out there, call it what you will, the military-industrial complex that President Eisenhower talked about, the steel triangle that President Reagan talked about, the secret societies, Jack Kennedy talked about, It's real. It's not imaginary. And they're the people who run our country today. They run the world through the secret societies and covert organizations, all tying together with a common goal, a one-world government, a one-world religion, a one-world dictatorship. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. If you have a question for Bob, but we're moving into an inflationary spiral that's going to impact on the life of everyone listening, and many people are going to lose the majority of what they worked their whole life for if they haven't positioned themselves in a defensive position. So, Bob, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster and why they should subscribe to the International Forecaster. Go right ahead.
Well, the Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, social, political issues all over the world. And we publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And we like to think that everything that you need to know every week is in that publication. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. If you have any questions, and we answer everyone, or if you'd like to get a copy of the Forecaster or our gold and silver recent recommendations, you can email us at bob@intforecaster.com. That's bob@intforecaster.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Well, Bob, what impact do you think that the rising cost of gasoline and transportation is going to have? Certainly, with oil hitting $105 a barrel today, the price of gasoline rising. I paid last week. I filled up my gasoline tank on my car, and basically, the premium gasoline was $4.08 a gallon, and it's been continuing to go up ever since then. What impact is the rising cost of gasoline? What happens when gasoline gets to $5 a gallon, $6 a gallon, $7 a gallon? How is that going to impact on the average individual upon trucking, about the things that have to be brought in by truck, about the airline industry, about the plastic industry, about so many things which are certainly dependent upon the price of oil? And once again, out there in the listening audience, you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What impact is this a skyrocketing price of oil going to have if it continues as I believe it is going to?
Well, I think it'll vary pretty widely. If you're in a country like Canada and Mexico, with relatively smaller populations, but a fair amount of oil production, you'll probably get affected half as much as a big user that has perhaps 62 to 65% of their oil needs supplied by other nations. And the same thing is true with Europe, who, relatively speaking, with the exception of Norway and England, they do not have a lot or virtually any energy production. And so they're going to get hurt very badly. And the reason why is that whatever the price is, they're going to have to pay it. They just simply don't have any alternative. And so the poor nations of the world that do not have oil that they can produce are going to be in serious trouble. And to go along with that, we've had and will continue to have rising food prices, among other rises in prices. And that's caused by two factors. One is droughts and floods and different things in nature, which cause less food to be raised. Last year in Russia, they had great fires. And so that's been working against a sufficient supply of inexpensive food. And then you have a flight to quality where you see many leaving conventional investments such as real estate, stock markets, bond markets, and many people have gone into the commodities area, and the commodities have gone up, and I think they will continue to do so. And some of them have gone into gold and silver as well. But the point being here is that part, and probably a good part, of the problem of more expensive food is the bidding up of prices in the marketplace of those foods. And if you go to the third world, it has a hard time existing the way it is. They are really stuck, especially if you don't have any oil. I mean, you take a place like Zimbabwe. They have no oil. They could grow the crops if they need, but they don't anymore. So there's going to be starvation. And that's one of the reasons, and has been over a period of time, why there's 4 million Zimbabweans in South Africa, which is a substantial amount of people. And so the effect is going to be very, very bad. Now, I've done a lot of work on the research and the numbers here, and I think oil can easily go back to its former high of $148 a barrel. In fact, it could go to $200. And that's considering that Asia doesn't continue to fill its reserve, which it may. But let's say that they don't. Let's say that Saudi Arabia stays sacrosanct. They continue as they are. That Libya comes to a conclusion over the next couple of months, and that demonstrations throughout North Africa and the Middle East become governments rather than mobs wanting a change. And these are all plus side things under the circumstances. And what was seen in Iran when the Shah left and the mullahs took over was that the production of oil fell considerably, 50%. It's off 30% now. I don't know how much of that figure is caused from the degeneration of the public, the degeneration of the production of oil. But the main thing here is that when you have regime changes, as much as they might be for the good, it takes a while, 2 or 3 years, to find out how to do things the way that others before you did. Whether they were dictators or not, it's irrelevant. The point is that the production falls off. And the production falling off is very problematic. And that contributes to the cost going up. And so we're definitely looking at $120 oil, there's no way around that, and $148 just from the statistics is very doable. That's a former high, and could it go to $200? Easily. Where does that mean that regular unleaded gasoline is going to? What is it, 325, 335? It depends upon where you're at. Well, let's say it's 350. They could easily double.
And, Chris, I really believe that there are people, if you've ever read Agenda 21, they want to get you out of your cars. But how are they going to force you out of your cars? Why we're not going to force anybody out of their cars. You can get in your cars all you want to. It's going to be so expensive, ladies and gentlemen. America's awash with oil. We've got more oil than probably any other country in the world. And if you haven't read my writings on this and certainly studied it, why, you'd realize, of course, the massive supplies of oil is certainly in Alaska. In fact, the editorial on the editorial pages of the Wall Street Journal just over the last 3 or 4 days by the governor of the state of Alaska talking about all the oil that's there. But they haven't been allowed to develop it. Why? Why? Because the oil companies have been financing the environmental movement. Why would they do that? The oil companies want to drill for oil. Why would they want to drill for oil and have lots of oil? You make a lot more, if there's a shortage than if there's an abundance, don't you? Oh, let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Hi, John, how are you doing? You have a question for Bob.
Yes, I was wondering, what about the idea of each county in every state producing its own labor hour credit currency, where the citizen worker will earn labor hours, and the employer will give that to the give tokens to the worker that can be used in the local stores and marketplaces, and that would completely eliminate private banking, and it would nullify the entire banking industry. I was wondering what your opinion is on that.
What do you think about that idea, Bob? Is that a viable thing, and how would that play out as far as the nation is concerned?
Well, it's been used to some extent. They call different kind of dollars, and they're spent within a certain community, and there's something in Western Massachusetts called the Berkshire dollar, and it's been used extensively and successfully, and it allows you to buy locally at a 5 or 10% discount, and I think that it's been successful, but will it be successful on a major basis beyond the community in the Berkshires in Massachusetts? I really can't say. I just don't know.
It would be pretty hard when you're importing things from China to try to give them the Berkshire dollars. I think it's a great theoretical idea. But and everybody's looking for a better idea, but as far as the national solution, there are lots better national solutions, like establishing state banks that have all the money that the various state institutions have deposited in that bank. The big reason we're having problems today is the banks are all in on the scam, the corporations are in on the scam. The corporations are sitting on $2 trillion. They're part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. They want to wreck our economy. The banks are sitting on $3 trillion. They're part of the Brotherhood of Darkness who are in on the scam. And if you think we're going to get the economy working with that sort of a system, when they want to destroy it, I think, I don't think it'll work, John. But thanks very much. Appreciate you bringing it up. Let's go to Ed from Hartford, New York. Telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And I really do believe there are people who want to wreck our economy because they've read the plan. They understand the Earth Charter. Have you read it, the Mein Kampf, for what's going on? Ed, do you have a question calling for New Hartford, New York? Are you listening there to one of the state radio stations, shortwave or internet?
I'm on WGIV.
All right, very good. Well, do you have a question for our guest?
I appreciate very much Bob being on. I've had this question for a little while, knowing that the dollar is going to be in real trouble. We have some missionaries that we're concerned about, and you know, through our church, and we're wondering, they're going to be going into another country for a long term, and I'm wondering what's going to happen if we have problems over there with the dollar. I'll take the answer off the air.
All right, financing missionaries in other countries, if our dollar's not, I assume it's the dollar's not going to be that valuable, or it'll lose a lot of its values. What would your response be to Ed?
Well, it might take twice as many or three times as many dollars to finance these people who are doing this kind of work in foreign nations. I think it's as simple as that. It'll just cost more because if the people are going to be funded, I assume it will be with U.S. dollars, and if the dollar's devalued, well, they'll need more dollars to do that. And that means that perhaps there won't be as much missionary work as there has been in the past.
And, of course, America really has, I believe God's blessed America because we sent our missionaries out. But we're not going to be able to send them out, and God can always withhold his blessing from a country. Let's go to Ron here from Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, do you have a quick question for Bob?
Yes, I do. I just, last week, I read Larry Burkett's book he wrote 20 years ago about the coming economic earthquake. And anyway, he mentioned in there at that time period, he was saying that he really encouraged people to pay off their mortgages as fast as they could, which is good counsel. But he made the comment that if you miss your mortgage payment, that they can have you out of your house in about 3 or 4 months. You can be on the street.
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Ron.
But then he compared that to if you can't pay your property taxes, it might take them 3 years to evict you that way. I was just curious if people stop their...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
Further contraction of the economy. And you think things are bad? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think you've seen anything yet. Thanks so much for calling, Ron. And Bob, do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
Well, I think you should watch silver and gold very closely. I think they're ready to continue their movement upward. The flight to quality continues. The specter of higher inflation is even starting to be seen in the major media. They can't hide it anymore. When the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Mr. Bernanke, says that there's only 1% inflation, people laugh at him. His eyes just don't work anymore. And so you're going to continue to see this flight to quality, and it's not going to stop. The gold and silver are going to go considerably higher, and if you have wealth, you want to be there either in coins or bullion or shares or all of them. It's very, very important that you do if you have something. And you also should have in dehydrated and freeze-dried foods, a water filter, something to defend your family with. And that's the first line of defense, especially when you look and see so many people getting laid off, and the layoffs are considerable under the circumstances. I mean, you got to look at the fact that the Fed and the federal government have spent and will have spent, at least by the fall, about $5 trillion in order to keep the economy going sideways. So what happened? Unemployment on a U6 basis went from 17.3% to 15.9%. You can't even believe the figures anyway, but still, taking their figures, we're looking at 1.5% improvement at a cost of $5 trillion. I don't think that that's a very good exchange. So the economy is not getting appreciably better. And, of course, with these higher prices for food and petroleum products, it's going to be even worse.
I'm going to have to let you go, Bob. We're out of time. God bless. And Bob won't be with us next week, but he'll be back the week after that. We're going to miss you. Have a wonderful vacation, and we'll look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks.
Well, thank you very much, and bye. Thank you all for listening.
Bye-bye. God bless. Okay, well, that was Bob Chapman. We always look forward to having Bob with us. We've both been at this game for, he's been at it for about 51 years. I've been at it for, this is my 49th year. Exciting times we live in. Tragic times for many people. Our job is to look after ourselves, be prepared fiscally, financially, but spiritually as well. And going along with that, we have two new sites on the banner on our webpage at radioliberty.com. One talks about how do you know that you've been saved. The other is the story of Jesus, and it's going to be a banner if it's not there now. Why it will be, it's simply thestoryofjesus.com, www.thestoryofjesus.com. If it's not, it should be up to this evening, hopefully. If not, it'll be up tomorrow or the next day, but you can go there. And it's simply the story of Jesus in very, very simple terms. It's aimed at bringing people who do not understand the simple story of Christianity into people's lives. Well, then, of course, we want to remind you that Radio Liberty is still primarily listener-supported, and we also hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll certainly get our talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with it, our talk on the dark secret and the syllabus that goes with it, and then, of course, we hope that you'll pray for America and pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And we have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish. And Barry was certainly, for many years, the leading investigative journalist over in Israel, but because, of course, he was getting too close to what I consider the devil's heartbeat, and that is the background and the machinations of the very evil people who run Israel. Now, remember, Barry is a Jewish patriot. He loves Israel. He dedicated his life to it, but he recognizes that there's some very evil and dark forces there in Israel. And but because he was beginning to expose the murder of us and Yitzhak Rabin and what happened to some of the other leaders over there, why, of course, he was forced to leave Israel, and Israel's loss is our gain, and Barry, we try to get him on every week to keep us abreast of what's going on in Israel, because whether you like it or not, whether you want to believe it or not, I believe Israel is the key to that region of the world, and may well be the key to what is going to happen to America, because when America blessed Israel, Israel, God blessed America. But is God continuing to bless America? Look around you today. We are the greatest purveyor of vulgarity and pornography in the world. We've legalized all sorts of things that never should be legalized. There's only 40% of our children, actually, in this country are born out of wedlock. Do you think that's going to continue garnering God's blessing on America? Well, Barry, I want you to bring us up to date on what's happening in Israel, because I think down the line it's going to impact upon what happens here. What's really going on over there?
Well, I want you to know that someone, I don't think they know I'm even gone from Israel. I was invited on a major TV production about conspiracies. Well, I guess they didn't notice I was gone. I told them I'm in Florida. You can call if you want. Can't show up at your studio. So, with that out of the way, I did an article which I really debated about maybe 5 days before I decided I'd go ahead with this. I got a report. Now, the report I got was from, I believe, Ans Ahmed. I believe that's Al Jazeera. I'm not sure what Ans Ahmed means, Ans Ahmed, but it was on the Al Jazeera website. Now, what Al Jazeera did is they quoted Yediot Ahronot, which is Israel's largest daily paper. And it's quite a quote, and let's just say that I accept it. I got a lot of letters since I printed this article. In short, I'll go into the details shortly. The, Israel is keeping Muammar Gaddafi afloat.
Repeat that. Israel is supporting, in other words, one of their agencies there employs mercenaries and is recruiting African mercenaries to go to Libya to fight to keep Gaddafi in power. What, and I mean, this company would do that without the full support of the leaders of Israel. Why in heaven's name would Netanyahu and the others, who I believe are simply extensions of the American establishment, be supporting Gaddafi? We support both sides, the pro-Gaddafi, anti-Gaddafi. You always want to control opposition. Never give the suckers an even chance. We'll be right back in a moment. I mean, I got the article that you sent me today, and I appreciate it, Barry. fascinating information we don't get elsewhere. Go right ahead.
Well, let's look at the information. Now, I've had people try to denounce it. Boy, were people surprised by this article. And I've had letters saying that they can't find the article in the Idiot, and I would say to them, well, the details are pretty remarkable. It must have been in the Idiot. And all kinds of things, but most people accept it for what it is, which came from Al Jazeera, which quoted the Idiot Akronot. What the article claimed in the Idiot, because they are now quoting the Idiot Akronot, that on February the 18th, Prime Minister Netanyahu met with his defense minister, that's Ehud Barak, and Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman, and they all, the three of them, decided to recruit African mercenaries to fight alongside Gaddafi. Now, look, Israel doesn't have a mercenary. They have ties with people who run security firms all over the world. There are lots of them, but they got a hold of General Yisrael Zef. And look, if he's a general and he set up a security firm, you can probably be sure that he got all kinds of help from the government. But in theory, anyways, his company, Global CST, is a private company. And the prime minister, along with Barak and Lieberman, contacted Zev and asked that he take his security firm on a new assignment. He has to gather paramilitary mercenaries. I'll give you a list of the countries where he got them from. Guinea, Nigeria, Central Africa, Mali, Senegal, Darfur, Sudan. He gathered. Now, I'm not sure how big this army. I'll go through that in a second. It may be bigger than I imagine. But all of these forces, armed and paid for from Israel, were made available now. Again, his name is Abdullah Asinausi. Don't worry about it. He's one of the heads of Libya's security agency. We don't have to remember that name. The point is, the article was very detailed. It didn't feel like a rumor. It felt very, very exact. They gave the route of gathering mercenaries. They gave the right countries. They gave the right head of Libyan intelligence.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry is simply quoting an article out of Al Jazeera. Now, Al Jazeera, of course, is supposedly the Islamic, radical Islamic television network. I've always found.
Well, not really.
Well, of course, I don't believe it. It's supposedly. I don't believe it that. I believe it. Personally, I believe it's set up by the intelligence agencies for a controlled opposition. But be that as it may, Al Jazeera certainly is recognized throughout the world. And, in fact, they're on the same satellite we are. If you get our satellite, that you can actually watch Al Jazeera 24 hours a day. But they put out this article talking about how, certainly, Netanyahu and Barak and some other highly placed
person,
actually in Israel, certainly decided that it was to Israel's advantage to maintain Gaddafi in power in Libya. And so they certainly were working with one of the ex-Israeli generals, who, of course, is now supposedly out of the military because he's beholden to the government there. And he then is working for Gaddafi, recruiting black mercenaries from a number of countries in Africa who will be paid $300 to $2,000 a day to fight with Gaddafi's military to keep Gaddafi in power. So you pick up the story there.
Well, we have to look at this article is talking about something that happened about 3 weeks ago. Now, in the intervening time, the number of mercenaries in Libya has just gone sky high. Well, if you consider 25,000 armed and very dangerous paid soldiers going sky high in a country like Libya, it's gone from, they think, 8,000. That was Gaddafi's paid, well, his paid guard, really. But it's shot up to $25,000. Now, I wrote in my article that, look, first of all, do Israelis really back taking their tax money to pay guns for hire to slaughter Libyans whose basic only crime is to change leaders? They want another leader. Do they want their tax money going to slaughter Libyan civilians mostly? And well, the answer is nah, they're too tired. They're just too worn out. They're in such debt that this would pass in Israel unnoticed, which it did. It was in Yediot Achronot. The whole country should have been enraged. You know, it's not like it was a hidden piece of information. And certainly, since I took care of it, it's finally out there. But without Al Jazeera and without me, it was a process where we hope to get people who should be able to rein in the stupidity of the Israeli government. If they get caught, if they're caught at this, international censure isn't the proper description about what is going to hit Israel. If they get captured, prolonging the Libyan civil war and backing Gaddafi. Now, somebody, I suppose, listening is asking, why would Israel back Gaddafi? Right? Which is, look, the problem is that you can use a defense argument to justify anything. Now, what these wise rulers of Israel, the dons of the Israeli mafia, Netanyahu, Barak, and Lieberman, decided was that if Libya falls, it becomes an Islamic state, and therefore we should back Gaddafi. That's what the article said happened. That they decided that it's better the devil you know and all this baloney, and they... I don't know if any other country is personally handing their money over to keep Gaddafi in power. That is what Israel is doing. Now, I'm not sure if... I know that they're using Syrian pilots to bomb rebels. That story has come out. But that's... They were there. They were getting trained. Libyan pilots have been defecting. They're short of pilots. They use Syrians. That's not exactly the same as backing really the army that is going to, I think, preserve Gaddafi. I think he's going to win this war. He certainly, as these mercenaries have come in, the tide has certainly drifted in his favor. Israel might... Now, I'm trying to figure out the big one. How many of these, there are 25,000, and let's say 17,000 have come in the last 2 to 3 weeks. How many of these are getting paid by Israel? I don't know the answer to that. I wrote in my article hundreds, but I was guessing there. I mean, this whole operation could be Israeli, and, you know, it's the operation to get Gaddafi hired guns has switched a small militia of 8,000 into a sort of a regular army, kind of a regular army of 25,000 today. And Israel's got its fingers in this operation big, big time. And I think I proved it. It was ignored previously, and I think I proved it to the satisfaction of most of my readers.
And you, I know you hesitated writing this because Israeli patriot, you didn't want to be critical of Israel, but your desire to get the truth out, because it's really such a vulgar thing to think about, backing Gaddafi, who's as corrupt as all, you know, he's a corrupt dictator. Why, of course, what made you finally decide, well, I'm going to do something which I may very well be criticized for, and that's criticizing Israel's foreign policy. What made you finally decide to do it?
Well, this wasn't foreign policy already. This is beyond, this is like military policy. This is something, look, if you have to have a secret decision, it should be a sane one. All right, this is utter insanity. Keeping Gaddafi in power and committing your country to it is nuts. That's the first thing that hit me. How much longer can we keep I call them the mafia, but that's being kind. That only describes the mode of operation. The decision-making of these people is just plain nuts. And it's every decision they make grinds Israel a little deeper into the ground. And this has been going on since 93, when Israel decided to make peace with the PLO. Israel has been it's not the same Israel anymore, just pure and simple. It's not the same country. And every decision made by every leader of Israel since 93 has just simply made the country weaker and weaker day by... Look, I can go through them. I mean, pull out from Gaza. Gaza turns into a rocket launching pad for the Palestinians. I'm not going to go through the list of them. The Lebanon war, not sending in infantry, on and on and on. I mean, every decision has been wrong. And I just said to myself, enough is enough. Even during the Lebanon war 2006, I went on the radio ever, and I said, Israel's not going to win this war. I knew that after the first day when I heard there was no infantry in the war. It was all Air Force. And I said, that's an insane decision. This is coming from someone who's been to Lebanon and knows how the country operates, and you can't win a war. You can't do it with just planes, and I knew it. But our brave and our courageous leaders cost the lives of 160 Israeli soldiers. Who knows how many were wounded for absolutely no gain whatsoever, nothing, zero. And I think when I heard about this, it was just one in such a long string of disastrous decisions that after a while, who cares about the anti-Semites or if you're anti-Israel? We got to somehow get rid of these people. They got to go.
I agree with you, Barry. And anybody who knows you're not anti-Semitic, so go ahead.
No, I'm talking about the people who would read it, obviously.
Right, right. I know. Anyway, I appreciate your integrity of getting the story out because it was the only place I've read it. I think it's a vitally important article. How can people get to your website and get that information?
Oh, the website is Barry Chalmers. I'm not sure if I've put the website yet, but go to BarryChalmers.com and look in the articles. If Chalmers is Chamish. If not, just Google...
Israel, that's
a problem. Gaddafi is a tough one to spell. Go to my website and hope for the best. I spell G-H-A-D-D-A-F-I. That's how I spell Gaddafi. If you just do Gaddafi, Israel Gaddafi afloat Chamish on Google, you'll find it. But, yeah, it'll be on the website within a day or two.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's important. It's one more of the dots out there. And, of course, someday we're going to be able to connect all of the dots and really understand what's going on. But, of course, you know, something you don't want to deal with the devil to try to defeat evil doesn't work very well. What's the next issue we're going to be touching?
Well, I can add one thing.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to talk about a little piece of insanity this week very shortly. But, you know, about 15 years ago, I interviewed a Libyan Jewish family in the south of Israel. It was actually in a Negev farm community. And they said that Gaddafi's mother was Jewish, and, in fact, he was their cousin. And...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. So Gaddafi's mother was Jewish. That would make him Jewish.
Yeah.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Homes there. These are homes that belong to the settlers, and this is basically the settlers were furious. I mean, why are you doing that? You're destroying the homes. These people have built the homes. There's no compensation for them. And so the people began to riot, and the soldiers pull out their weapons and shoot them. Now, admittedly, they're using rubber bullets, but rubber bullets, you can certainly do a lot of harm. And if they
It wasn't just rubber bullets. This was an experimental, this was a new weapon.
Okay, fine. Well, you tell our listeners about it.
Anyway, they were a crowd control weapon. They were testing it out.
Okay, it was used on the Israeli population. The army was fighting the Israeli population. The Israeli army
sent 15 people to hospital.
Go right ahead.
15 people were hit by these things. They weren't rubber bullets. They were, look, I'll tell you how we know the damage these things did. The police denied that they shot the people. I mean, you're talking about there was a unit of police at the settlement with the bulldozers. As soon as a crowd gathered, they shot them, and then they told the media that they did not use rubber bullets. They used paintball guns. Now, Yehuda Shimon, he's a doctor from Jerusalem, who was hit many times by these bullets, had himself photographed. His whole body, this was deep. It didn't go through the skin. How big a mark? It's like a silver dollar. He had silver dollar red skin. It ripped off the skin all over his body. This was a debilitating, painful new weapon. It wasn't a rubber bullet. It was based on that concept, though. Now, what you've got is the Israeli police are shooting Jews. Now, the Jews were shocked. The settlers were stunned. I mean, you don't do that. There are things you don't do. And a Jew shooting a Jew is one of those things. And they were just stunned, but really, really furious that their police has now reached the point where they're shooting Jews. And their crime, again, was, to prevent the bulldozing of their homes. Now, this was a much bigger incident than anybody knows in the States. It hasn't been on the news that I've seen it. But it's a very, very big incident in Israel. It's a precedent. The last police riot against Jews was at Smona about 4.5 years ago, and they went nuts. They started clubbing their heads, and you had Jews all over the place bleeding from their faces. It was a horrific, horrific attack by Israel police against a crowd of 2,000 settlers at Smona, and you had hundreds wounded. It's been a while since this happened again, and I guess they didn't want to use their billy clubs. They shot them. The Israel police shot Jews. Let that sink in. Maybe it doesn't mean much to you. It means a lot to Israel. Now, just so you know, the next day, very strange. I guess Netanyahu either had a pang of consciousness or he was just playing politics. But he brought in the leaders of a whole meeting of West Bank leaders. I have the list here. I'm not going to bore you with it. But he just warned them. He was trying to explain why the police fired. And I'll do a quote. If you don't live in this world, you can ignore everything. Oops, I hear. I'll get back to this when the music ends.
But what he is, in essence, is saying, look, I'm under pressure. I mean, I'm under pressure from outside sources. You don't understand that I have to do some of these things, whether I want to or not. But that'd be more or less what he was saying.
He was a lot more detailed. He said that next week we have a meeting of the quartet. I'll explain that shortly. And we just had a U.S. veto, and we owe them, and you can't just do things the way you want.
I'll never forget, I talked to John Forster, the premier of South Africa, when I interviewed him some years ago. But I criticized him for turning against Rhodesia, and he looked at me and said, you don't understand. I had no choice. I had no choice.
Let us all be grateful for a
Olga Berry, are you all right to go ahead? Or you need a minute or two more to get your everything in squared away.
Pardon me?
Go right ahead.
Oh, we're back on?
We're back on, yeah.
All right, well, I mean, okay, we've covered Gaddafi and the Israel police shooting at a crowd of settlers, shooting at them. I've got to stress that again. Netanyahu calls a meeting where he tells the West Bank, I'm going to do the quote. I mean, I'm just going to quote Netanyahu. Here's what he told them. We are several weeks after a quartet resolution and after a U.S. veto in the U.N. and before the next quartet meeting, so we must take the reality we are living in into consideration when things are changing in the Middle East. This is what he's telling them, why he or his defense minister, more likely Barak, ordered the police to shoot. They came prepared to shoot. And this is the explanation he gives to him. You're going to listen to us or we'll shoot again. He's not sorry. He doesn't apologize. He thinks he's right, and he justifies the shooting. This is really not good news for Israelis when their police can't be trusted to defend their lives and, in fact, are armed to take their lives. It's a very serious development.
And I'm sure that's true, and I'm sure that Netanyahu feels that he has no alternative, that he's subservient to these external forces, and he's just saying, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm doing it for Israel. You know, don't criticize me. I have to do this. But, of course, he doesn't have to do it. He's put himself into a position where he is subservient to others, and he should be thinking of Israel first, but he's obviously not. He is playing the internationalist game, and I feel that he will sell Israel out just as so many other political leaders have sold out their people, and the leaders of South Africa sold out their people. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Shamish. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess Barry Shamish, and he was just saying that Netanyahu, after the Israeli police had fired on the Israeli citizens, called in the leaders of the settlers and just said, in essence, I had no choice, I had to do this, and you will have to back me, you know, also I'm just not going to be able to represent Israel, and it has to do with the quartet and other international meetings, and this is what I'm going to do, this is what I have to do, and of course, he doesn't have to do it. But
what he's saying to them is, if you don't like it, suck it. I mean, it's a very straightforward message. Look, a settler doesn't take into account the next quartet meeting when he's building a home. He doesn't know about what a quartet meeting is. More to the point, housing in the last year in the West Bank, housing starts dropped 72% of the year before. People don't have anywhere to live. But in come the bulldozers, and in come the police, and it's just head-to-head violence, and nobody understands really how badly the government is not representing the Israeli people. They don't understand. As I said, the Israeli people are in such debt. There is so much poverty going on, they could care less that we hired troops to prop up Gaddafi, or we used our police to shoot Jewish settlers. They don't care. They have too many problems of their own.
Well, I fear that something similar will be happening here before very long. Before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get to your blog and read your articles, and how they can get to your PayPal button and hopefully support you so that you can continue doing what you're doing and bringing us the information people are not going to get through regular channels. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been getting people going to my PayPal button through the show. It's a struggle. I mean, right now, the economy, let's just say the contributors for the last 10, 12 years are writing me and just saying, can't do it anymore until something changes. We need all our money. I've never actually tried to stay alive in the midst of a very deep and deepening recession. But, yeah, I get a little help from this show, and I'll tell you how. To get my books, you go to www.lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. You'll see a little search box right in my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. The books to download are like $7. A lot more if you send them home, but $7 there in your computer in a minute. My website is barrychamish.com, and at the very bottom of the main page, yes, there's a PayPal button. And if you donate something, as a matter of fact, I sent out a little package of DVDs this morning. If you donate and you would like me to send you a thank you gift, I certainly will. And if you want to invite me to speak, my number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now let's get back to the stupidity, deadly stupidity going on in Israel right now. So after Netanyahu decides to back Gaddafi, well, he's a good sport about it all. He issued a government decision to allow hundreds of Palestinians to return home from war-torn Libya. What is going on here? Now, if they're from the West Bank and they're really trapped, well, that's not his decision to make. Mohammed Abbas has a decision. He's the president of the Palestinian Authority. But Israel decides it's going to allow these Palestinians back, which means they weren't allowed in the first place. I can't even figure out this decision. I really can't figure out what it means. But he's allowing hundreds of Palestinians in Libya to return to the West Bank. If they were citizens of the West Bank with passports, they could return anyways. I don't understand what that meant. All I know is we're going to have a whole bunch of new citizens, many of whom will be up to no good, thanks to this government. Look, when I say up to no good, let me qualify that. You have to understand what's taking place. Now, you may not know who took over Egypt. Nobody knows his name. It's actually General Hussein Tantawi. He's the head of the Egyptian Higher Military Council running Egypt. He is, in essence, he's the head of the junta that took over Egypt. General Hussein Tantawi sent Mahmoud Abbas, again, president of Palestinian Authority, a note. And the new Egypt, he promised, in this letter, I'll do the quotes. He promised deep ties, relations on all levels between Palestine and Egypt. And he said Egypt will continue to actively work on all fronts of Palestine's interests in foreign policy priorities. Now, this may seem like just a friendly note from a new government. In fact, if I were Israel, I'd be plenty worried about that note. Okay, just straightforward. Supposedly, Israel has a peace treaty with Egypt, and that's it. What does he mean he's going to back the Palestinian Authority and all their interests? You got to read between the lines. In short, if I were Israel, I'd be mighty, mighty worried about a change in Egypt.
With good justification, I agree with you. Go ahead.
Well, you can't ignore it. It is not being ignored. In actual fact, the Israeli army is having to revamp itself. They have to look at a new board. You can't just leave it wide open if there's a change and in Egypt. You've got a new front, in essence. It may not be a high-priority front right now, but you've got to take soldiers, and you've got to train them, and you've got to take them from other units, and you actually have an Egyptian front. You actually got the Israeli military has, well, since 1979, there's been nothing on the Egyptian front. Nothing. Three armored personnel carriers. I say that from experience. I was on one for a while. That was it. Now you've got to actually prepare for another front. You bet they're worried.
Oh, and I think for our listeners out there, basically, of course, Sadat had actually signed an agreement, with Menachem Begin, wasn't it? That they would have a peace there, and the America, that was the Camp David Accord under Jimmy Carter, where, of course, then we gave Egypt a couple of $1 billion a year, and they agreed to maintain a peaceful relationship with Israel, which meant that Israel didn't have to worry about being attacked by Egypt, and then so they only really had to worry about Jordan and Lebanon, so it was at least
not
two
Jordan. Jordan signed a peace treaty very shortly afterwards.
Right, but fine. Well, then
it was Palestine.
All right, fine.
That's where the headache was.
All right.
In 93, Jordan signed a peace in 94. In 93, the Oslo Accords were signed, and suddenly Israel didn't have to worry about Jordan. They had to worry about the PLO that they were importing into the West Bank. That's where the new front developed.
All right, and then, of course, we spent $150 million training the Palestinian army and arming the Palestinian army so they would be able to maintain peace in their own country, or maybe so they'd be able to attack Israel. So why were we spending all that money, the United States, to arm and train the Palestinian army? Maybe you could explain that to me, Barry.
Well, it's more than $150 million. This Keith Davis, I think he's a colonel. He's been giving them American training. I mean, the highest, the best weapons, the best training America could give to the Palestinian army. Israel is not going to have just a bunch of, how shall we put this nicely? They're not going to be just fighting unruly bunches of anarchist traitors and terrorists. They've got an army next door. This is what people don't understand. It's very well equipped, and it's very well trained. And if it turns on the Israeli settlements, it's going to be a mess.
And of course, we've been giving all that money to Egypt all this period of time. I think they've probably been investing a lot of that in military hardware, which I fear one day will be turned against Israel as well. So
Egypt has been investing in chemical warfare and biological warfare and in nuclear warfare. Egypt has been using American military funds for all kinds of warfare.
And so basically, we arm the Israelis, we arm the Egyptians, we arm the Palestinians, and you have to ask yourself why we're harming both sides for the coming war, because I think it's only not a matter of if there's going to be a war, but when there's going to be a war, and because then you've got Lebanon to the north now, and the Hezbollah looks like they're pretty well in control up there. What's happening in Lebanon?
That's front number one. They've got 50,000 missiles in southern Lebanon that can hit anywhere in Israel, some of them. Some are pea shooters, but some are mid-range Scud missiles that can do tremendous damage to a Tel Aviv or anywhere. So, they had a chance in the 2006 war to pummel Hezbollah. And for some reason, they didn't send infantry.
There was a man named Javier Solana, who actually, I don't know what his position was at that time, but he went down there and he said to whoever was in charge in Israel at that time, you will declare a ceasefire and you will pull your troops out, period. And whoever was the ruler of Israel at the time said, yes, sir. Yeah. Well, yes, sir, we'll do exactly as you say. Javier Solana is a very shady character, plays an important part in world politics. He is deeply involved in the occult, and he's the one who gave the order to the Israeli leaders, and they immediately obeyed, and they lost the war.
They were losing the war hands down. Right. They were losing the war from the second day of the war. Right. Israel was delighted to have an excuse to get out of that war. It was a disaster for the country in every way.
Okay, go ahead.
It was a favor he did to get Israel out of the morass it was in. For 34 days, northern Israel was empty. The Hezbollah managed to evacuate all the Jews who could afford it to central and southern Israel. It was a humiliating loss for Israel, 2006 war. And again, speaking as someone who knows a little about Lebanon, there's only one way to have fought that war. You had to do a pincer action. You had to paratroop troops to the north of Lebanon, and you had to bring an infantry to the south, and they would encircle them, and they would wipe out Hezbollah. That was the only strategy that could have possibly worked, and they didn't do it. They didn't put an infantry until the war was like 21 days old. And by then, 3,000 bombs and missiles had landed on Israel. No, that war, again, we started the show with the list of insane decisions by Israel's leadership. After the Gaza pullout, I'd say that war was number two in their insane decisions. Okay. But let's not skip America's involvement here. And look, Spain has got plenty, and Europe has got plenty, but so does America. And we know, well, that goes without saying, but WikiLeaks, bless them, released quite a memorandum. It was signed by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice in 2008. Remember, she was Secretary of State to George Bush, and in case anyone thinks Obama is worse than Bush, they're all the same. Listen to what, again, it had to be Bush who ordered this, but Condoleezza Rice signed the memorandum. In it, she demanded, and this was sent to all American diplomats in the Middle East, that she wanted data on encrypted Israeli communications. She wanted to know about opposition to a Palestinian state, and on a freeze of Jewish construction in the West Bank. It's awful to even hold this thing. She reminded people that their government is committed to the establishment quickly of a Palestinian state, and therefore you spy on Israel and make sure that there's a housing freeze, and you make sure they're playing our game. That's what she's telling every diplomat in the whole Middle East to spy on Israel. And she recommends, no less, Mrs. Rice asked the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv to review internet cellular phone, government communications, and on that they were taking from the Israeli airwaves or the lines. This is spying at the highest level. Look, this is why Netanyahu ordered his police to shoot the settlers. It's because the Americans they're not just spies. They know every house that goes up. And in comes the bulldozer. You put up a house, in comes the bulldozer. I hear the music.
Well, it's tragic that the United States is betraying Israel, but then I believe the United States government, what I call the invisible government, is going to betray the American people as well. All we can do is just try to let the people understand that there's another group, another, I call them the invisible government, sent us around, the CFR and other groups, which already, of course, is loyalty is not to America. They're subversive organizations working at the highest level of our government, dedicated to a one-world government, a one-world religion, and, of course, down the line, a one-world ruler. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program with Barry Shamish. Barry, go right ahead.
How much time do we have?
We have 3 minutes.
All right, I'll just do this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
They've got to dig up a grave and beautify the body. And will the body be on display?
That's what they're saying. The book you're talking about is Michael Yalop's In God's Name, which I say is a darn good argument that he was murdered. But what it comes down to is Pope John Paul II is being unentombed. Digging up his grave, they're digging up his coffin, and they're fixing up this body, and they're going to canonize him, and everyone's going to pass by his coffin, and I suppose curse him when they come. I don't know what they're going to do, but yet it's just so archaic, and yet their power is much stronger than people understand.
I think you're absolutely right. We're out of time, Barry. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. God bless. Thanks.
Bye,
so much. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Barry Shamish. Always interesting things you won't hear elsewhere. And so, well, we hope you enjoy our programs with Barry. And then, of course, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you want to understand what is really going on here, we have something called the Rollback Special. There are two books by Thomas Wood. The first one is Meltdown. The second one is a book entitled Rollback, and then my talk on, it's on DVD, The Financial Armageddon, and the syllabus goes with that. You need to understand what's going on. Everything that's going on today, now they're suddenly describing as it was all contrived, and they investigated it. Somebody precipitated this whole financial collapse. Well, if they'd been reading our newsletters, they would have known what happened. We talked about that starting back in October and November of 2008. This whole thing is contrived. Why? Well, because we're going to be moving into a skyrocketing cost of oil, which is really going to undermine our whole economy. To understand that aspect of it, you need to get Lindsay Williams' DVD, The Energy Non-Crisis. You need to get our four-tape, four-CD set. It includes the interview with Lindsay Williams' talk and my talk, a couple of other talks, plus the syllabus, the oil deception. So it's the oil deception four-tape set and the oil deception syllabus, and you get those together. Or you get Lindsay Williams' talk, The Energy Non-Crisis. Understand the world's awash with oil. This whole thing is a scam. The oil companies have been financing the environmental movement. Why would the oil companies finance the environmental movement? The environmental movement are fighting the oil companies. No, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you're supposed to believe. Basically, if you wanted to make a lot of money, would you want to have the price of, would you want to have lots of oil or an oil shortage? If there's lots of oil, you make more money, or if there's an oil shortage, you make more money. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be moving into a supposed shortage. Price now is up over $100 a barrel. This is all planned. If you've been listening to my programs with Lindsay, why, of course, he told me in mid-October that they were going to, within 4 to 6 months, they were going to raise the price of oil to $50 to $100 a barrel, and there was going to be a conflict in the Middle East. And of course, at the time, I said, "Well, you've been in a war with Iran." He said, "No, I couldn't get him to say that. He just told me there would be a conflict in the Middle East, and that's just what you're seeing today." Our telephone number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. So please, of course, remember, we're primarily listener-supported. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 7 March 2011. You're in the right place today. You are wanted here. You certainly are. You're needed here. You are part of the team that says, not no, but heck no.
don't want to be a part of your nasty system. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The more it comes to us, the more we have to say no. We have to prepare ourselves to do without many of the good deals that they want to offer us, whether it be in, you know, federal enticements or whatever it is. We've got to be self-sufficient. Well, this is the program to learn about how to stay healthy, not have to get healthy and go to a doctor, but how to stay healthy in the first place. We do have some health news today that I want to focus on, simply because it's almost more important than the actual news that you're going to hear. Why? Well, you know what? There are things that work so well that we have over the years either forgotten about or not paid attention to, or we didn't believe Grandma when she said those things would work, or the Native American population. Some things that I think you're going to be surprised about. Let me give you a hint here on some items that I do want to discuss. There is a food additive that if you have asthma, you should stay away from this food additive. Why? Because it causes one to have basically flushing, tingling, skin irritation, depression, redness, pain, not to mention bronchospasm, coughing, and shortness of breath. Bronchospasm being the one thing that sort of, if you start coughing, you bring on many times an asthmatic attack. Just when you thought a cell phone had only one issue with it that was a problem, oh my goodness, here's one more thing that is affected by a cell phone. And to get radiant skin, I mean really radiant skin, do you know the one thing to use? Or the number of items that you could possibly use on your skin in the essential oil family? We'll talk about that. And also, people saying that lemon cures cancer. Well, we can't say that at the Power Hour, but I'm just telling you, there are some people that say that. Big kudos, huge kudos to Judge Napolitano. He interviewed Donald Rumsfeld this weekend, I think it was an earlier interview, replayed this weekend on Fox Business. He asked the critical question. I was so thrilled to hear him ask the question. He is the only one in 13 years that has had the guts to ask him the question and put him on the spot. Made in America? Well, there's a show about Made in America, but they're saying that a lot of the stuff that they say is Made in America is not Made in America. There's also information that people are now starting to go back to wanting things made in America. So they did a poll and asked, do you want things made in America? Is it important to you? We'll tell you what the response was on that. Also, a CNN GOP race poll for 2012. What a joke. What a joke, and I'll tell you why I think it is a joke. And remember that German terrorist who allegedly killed two airmen getting on a bus in Germany? Remember what he yelled when he supposedly killed these people? Well, now the story changes, and I'll tell you about that.